Whether Monsignor William Lynn stays in prison or gets a new trial is now in the hands of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Lynn was the first Catholic Church official nationwide to be convicted for covering up sexual abuse. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that prosecutors filed papers today arguing against a new trial.
The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office offered sweeping evidence at the trial 4 years ago. 21 instances when Lynn failed to stop priests from abusing kids. But Lynn's attorney says there's just one problem. Nearly all of them were not under Lynn's supervision.
We tried this case for like 36 days. 28 days of it was devoted to these other crimes by these other priests.
Defense attorney Thomas Bergstrom says Lynn shouldn't be the scapegoat for what he says was the church's widespread indifference toward the abuse. Pennsylvania's second highest appeals court agreed and ordered a new trial. But now the DA's office is asking the state Supreme Court to keep the conviction, calling the order for a new trial, quote, embarrassingly unjustified. It's an opinion shared by David Clossy, who runs the Chicago-based Survivors Network of those abused by priests.
We'd prefer that a procedural error, like letting in more evidence rather than less, wouldn't necessarily force a new trial.
Clossy says he finds the thought of a new trial disturbing. The conviction needs to stand, he thinks, to deter future molesters and those in charge.
Catholic officials who clearly act selfishly and recklessly and callously and deceitfully are exploiting every conceivable legal maneuver to evade responsibility for horrific crimes.
Catholic Church officials didn't return a call asking for comment. As the Supreme Court weighs whether to grant a new trial, Bergstrom points out that Lynn, who's been in prison for more than 2 years, could soon be eligible for parole. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.